It's time at TalkZone for more world-changing leadership with Our Global Hope. Here again, your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
I'm so excited to have you as a listener today. I'm Dr. Henrik Mann, and we're back with our guest, author John Perkins. John is coming out with his new book, Hoodwinked, An Economic Hitman Reveals Why the World Financial Markets Imploded and What We Need to Do to Remake Them. And John, I believe people can learn about you and about what you're doing and be part of that and maybe even meet you at events by looking at your website. What's the address for that?
It's johnperkins.org. And yes, I'm just about to head out on a very extensive book tour, and I'll be in the Bay Area several times in the next month and in all over the country. So go to johnperkins.org, and I'd love to meet your listeners.
Okay. In your book, Hoodwinked, you certainly talk about solutions, and I'm thinking of a country right now that I have some business projects potentially that are in my pipeline, and that's Vietnam. And it's interesting that in the last year or so, we now have direct flights from San Francisco to Vietnam, and we have here this coming week, we have the delegation at the highest level of business and politics from Vietnam coming to San Francisco to do a roadshow conference to want to make connections for business and for their projects. And I'm wondering if you can talk about how Vietnam has moved from being a country who was an enemy to now being one who is maybe cautiously starting to move into America as a partner, maybe.
What a lesson, huh, Henrik? I mean, my God, you know, here we were fighting this war, convinced that if Vietnam went down, then the dominoes were going to go into effect. We were going to lose Indonesia and everything else. And in fact, what we've discovered is that Vietnam has become an extremely strong capitalistic country, and in fact, practices a form of capitalism that's a lot more compassionate than the one that we're practicing around the world. There's still a lot that needs to be done. But, yeah, I mean, that's an amazing lesson. It kind of makes you wonder, you know, what would happen if we just get out of Iraq and Afghanistan and let them head in their own direction? It's impossible to say. But we're seeing similar things in Latin America, where once these countries are taking over and running things themselves, they're doing a very, very good job of it. We were convinced that if Panama took over the Panama Canal, the Panama Canal would basically self-destruct. In fact, it's more efficient than it's ever been. It's got a better safety record than it ever had under U.S. administration, and it's a lot more profitable and handles a lot more shipping. So we see this time and time again, and I think Vietnam is a great example of that. Another one is China. I just came back from China, and here's a country that's had more than 10% growth in its economy every year for the last 30 years. That's unheard of. It's unprecedented. And when I went to China just a couple of months ago, I was expecting to see, you know, a country with lots of pollution and social problems, and they certainly exist because it's had this very rapid economic growth. But I was lecturing at universities there, at MBA programs there. Didn't even realize they had MBA programs there, but they got amazing ones. And as I talked to the students, to every one of those students talked about how what they want to do now is mold an economy that's socially and environmentally responsible. They recognize they've got serious problems. I think we're going to see China become a huge leader in the green movement over the next 10 years and probably set the bar for other countries like the United States to have to follow. So we're seeing these things in countries like Vietnam and China and Latin America that are almost shocking to our way of thinking, and yet they give us a great deal of cause for hope as to how we can move in these new directions.
You know, as we're trying to wrestle with some of the practical implications of your message, you don't only have analysis of the problem, but you also have various issues that you're identifying for trying to help people make a difference. And I'm thinking of the young entrepreneur who thinks about a business that not only has the manufacturing side or the service side, but that also is going to devote some of its profits to the social good. Can you talk about transformative business models that are making a difference?
Yes, I'd love to. I just last week was speaking at Boston University and Howard University, and next week I'm at the Net Impact Conference at Cornell, which is for MBA students from all over the country. And what I'm telling a lot of these kids is that as they're graduating with MBAs or law degrees or whatever, there's not a lot of jobs out there. So this is a great time to be an entrepreneur. And we are creating a new economy. There's such a huge need for alternative energy, for us to come up with ways to provide localized answers to problems of people feeding themselves, especially in places where people are starving to death, like Africa, for example. How do we come up with mechanisms for people to grow food in local areas and have their own storage and distribution systems that meet their immediate needs? There's such huge problems in the world. I was recently in Nicaragua with a group of investors, philanthropic investors, people who wanted their money to do good things. And they were looking at investing in organic, helping local farmers become organic farmers. And this included a contingent from the president from Whole Foods. And as we traveled around, what we discovered is that a lot of the agricultural land of Nicaragua has been destroyed by the big agribusinesses, Kraft, Chiquita, Cargill. And it can't be farmed organically. But there's equipment that can clean that up. And Nicaragua has huge lakes, too, that you can't see across, terribly polluted by industry, but they can be cleaned up. And I thought, you know, what if a percentage of our military budget went to paying the same companies or new entrepreneurs to, instead of make weapons, to make equipment that can clean up the polluted lakes and lands of Nicaragua and every other country on the planet, and clean up the polluted air? And what if a percentage of our military budget went to convincing companies like Monsanto to start finding ways to help local farmers produce food efficiently and store it and transport it? There's brilliant minds in all these companies, and more brilliant minds that can form new companies, entrepreneurs, that can move us into a whole new economy. Sustainable energy, of course, is an obvious one. I think this is an extremely exciting time, Henrik, if we just will realize that we need to move out of this economy that we've had since the 70s and 80s and into a new form of economy that's going to be a true model for the world.
Well, I really appreciate you being on the show today. For our listeners, I want to invite you to get on the internet and find www.johnperkins.org. so that you can connect with John about his new book that comes out in 4 days called Hoodwinked, An Economic Hitman Reveals Why the World Financial Markets Imploded and What We Need to Do to Remake Them. I'm also excited to announce to our listeners that we're going to have some additional shows with John Perkins coming up where we can get into some more of these issues. And I want to thank all those who've been at our show today. I want to thank Charlie Self, who is our part-time co-host, who bowed out earlier but had a great contribution. I want to thank you, John, for being on the show today.
Well, my pleasure, and thank you, Henrik, for doing what you're doing. It's so important to get this message out. And I did want to mention that people can tweet me at economic_hitman.
Okay, and John, if you were to just summarize it in 15 seconds, what do you want the world to know?
I'm extremely hopeful, but I think we all have to pull together and realize that the marketplace is democratic, and every time we buy something or don't, we're voting. And the corporations are the ones that control the geopolitics of the world, but ultimately, we decide which corporations are going to make it and which ones aren't. So let's only buy from corporations that are committed to creating a sustainable, just, and peaceful world.
I appreciate you so much for coming on the show. I also want to thank our producer, Mr. Dave Olson, for his expertise in guiding our show towards excellence. You've been listening to Our Global Hope, World-Changing Leadership Talk, an outreach of GenCom International. You can reach me through our website at www.ourglobalhope.com. Until next week, you're encouraged to spread the word that the most inspiring leaders are those who operate from the strength of truth, love, and nonviolence. This is your host, Dr. Henrik Mann. Now let's go change our world for the better.